Okay, I assume that you want me to do what I told you last week and said it's going in order, correct? Okay, so it is what it is. Here we go. Just out of order. Okay. I'll just do it. I woke this over again this morning, so I hope it's clear, and we'll see. I just, you know, it was again and again and again and again. Got over a few times. I'm not sure if I'm out of my mind, but you'll see. You'll decide. Okay? Okay, here we go. Okay. So the Yisrael of the Rambam is that Ribui Malkiyos is a Raya for Shemus Nifrodes. Right? With Shemus Nifrodes is Hasholos Nifrodes Alan Yonim Chalukim. Okay? There's separate Hasholos and there's different separate Yonim, right? Correct? And that's what he says. Loike shtei malkiyos before, even at the beginning of the shayosh. Loike shtei malkiyos al shnei shemois, when it's not keifo. What's loime shnei inyonim, shebo ashoa b'chol echod, b'chol inyon mehem benifrad. So that's pretty clear. He says it, right? That's it. I didn't say anything yet. So once you have this, it's enough gemini min yiram mitzvahs, okay? And the Ram writes, Ukshehu, Kesha Osam, Kulam, Babas Achas, Loike Malkis Arbe, Yodana Behechach, Shem Shemus Arbe, Vimne Kol Inyan Benifrod. Because in the Shemus Arbe, the separate Inyonim and separate as Horus, correct? And this is the Yisrael of Shemus Chi. That the minyan of Malkis is kaveh minyan of mitzvahs. So, a priori, you would have said it's a reversible equation. Wherever there's ribui Malkis, there's ribui mitzvahs. Wherever there's no ribui Malkis, there's no ribui mitzvahs. Correct? If A equals B and B equals A, so you know, you can go back and forth. The problem is that if you find something like gufa mukhlokim, okay, I'm going to show you how this plays itself out, okay? I'm going to start with something which is a wild case, and I'll show you the Rambam has a case itself in Sefer HaMitzvot. I just want to start with something you might not have come across, and then something in Minyan HaMitzvot, okay? And then we'll see what that is, and whether that's negated to anything. And then we'll move over to other things which become very, very interesting, okay? L'cheira, the din of guf mochalokim pashtis says that it's not separate aveiras. It's not aveira A, B, and C. Okay, it's a separate din chiluk. Okay, for example, you can have in korbanos you have a din chiluk of tamchuyim mochalkin. Okay, that doesn't mean that a fried chalev and cooked chalev are different averis. It's just a din chilek by chatos. It's also a din chilek by malchus. And we'll see how it expresses itself. See, normally, if you boil three different almonds, I'm not getting involved in that, you know, you can't even talk about the issue because you can't have a hell of a basachas, okay, in malchus, okay? So the question is, how do you have guf mukhlokim with basachas? Because without basachas, there's nothing to talk about, correct? Okay. See, here, this is where you have it. In Tmura, in Perik Aleph, Halacha Yudalit, Echad HaMeimeir v'chulei, O Sheheime Echad b'meir, O Meir b'echad, Bein b'basachas, Bein b'zuachazu. Okay. Yemeimeir b'heimus, okay. On other baim, like 1 to 10, 101, 1 to 100, okay. Harizut tmura v'loike k'minyan habehemos shehemir. See, he did one dib of tmura, Uzubasachas, l'chil, all you have is guf mechlokim. And you get 100 malchus. Correct? So you're not going to make tumu into 100 lav. See, the Rosh Meir talks about this. You can look at, not over there, but in Hilchos Shkogis, in Perek Vav, l'chabez, l'maschulam. Okay? So l'chir, this is not a question, okay? Guf mechlokim is a din miyuchad of chiluk. Has nothing to do with anything. And we're interested over here where there's no dinei chiluk and that the shemois are raya of the chiluk. And that's kaveim in yer mitzvahs. And you understand that the guf mechlokim just can come from mitzias, okay? Or from a svar, okay? But the din of chiluk that we're talking about over here, that's kaveh different from ma'aseh averes, is the chayon of a pirush mekubal. It's a whole different apparatus, it's a whole different story. Correct? And, you know, if you're going to count tumura with a minion of behemoths, you're going to be machiv. If you do 1,000 behemoths, you're not going to count it 1,000 mitzvahs. You only got 613. Okay, b'seder. So that's not the issue here, correct? Now, I found in Minyan HaMitzvahs a case of Guf Mechlokim, okay? So you can't take the Isui Bia, you understand, because the Isui Bia, even if you just don't have a Bas. The question, how do you have to have a Basachas and Guf Mechlokim? So that's the thing. So, there is Loisase Reish Membeis, which the Rambam quotes in Sherish Tess, for very good reason. Because Loisase Reish Membeis is Guf Mechlokim, and Sherish Tess is talking about Malkus Zaraya for Shemos Nefardus, right? Correct? Just let's get the set it up and we'll go ahead, correct? Okay. He, she's Hilu, Mechabo, Kalim Shoisin Bohem Bene Odom Hachonis Menoseim. It means clear echel nefesh to do a mashkin, okay? Vachule Vuomo Yisale Lo Yachbo Rechaim Vorachev. Ki nefesh hu chayvel. Okay? Beseda. Vachule. Now, Venishal Shenevai Elocho. Hine Omo Vachayim Mishum Shnei Kalim. Shenema Lo yachbo rechayim v'rechav. The Torah says rechayim v'rechav. Okay. So the question you have to ask yourself before we get started is rechayim v'rechav basically the lav shevokolus in the minasheni, and it would depend upon ribui malchus, or it's nothing to do. The question is, in order to put in minasheni, you have to say that Rechaim V'Rechev is two inyonim in Yoni Atera. There's an inyon of Rechaim and inyon of Rechev, okay? Which is going to be very crazy to say, but let's just, okay, you got it? Okay, good. V'Chaim Mishu Shnei Kelim, Shenema Lo'yachlo Rechaim V'Rechev, Ki Zeh Yovi Lachshev Shein Shtei Mitzvahs. Maybe you're going to make a mistake and start thinking about this issue. He doesn't say it's a real question. He says, Shezeh Yovi Lachshay, Shein Shtei Mitzvahs. You know, someone will have an apparition, a dimyon, then maybe they should do something over here. You see, in other cases, he asks, it's a real question. Over here, it's not a real question. Correct? Let's go on. Because she came be Omrom, V'chayim al Rechayim b'fnei atzmon, ועל הרכב בפני עצמו, וכו'. ועניין זה המיימה, כי מי שימשכן כלי שעיסה ברוך על נפש, אויב על מצלוי ססה, כמו שיסבויה, אוקיי? ומי שמשכן כלים רבים, כל אחד מהם עיסים בוי אורך על נפש, חי בו כל כלי וכו'. Because these kelim are not mentioned in the Torah. So you understand the Ribui Malchus can't tell you anything about minyan mitzvahs, correct? It's not worse than t'mura, or not any different than t'mura, correct? V'zeh ma she'ein tzorach lo biyur, shehu kimi shechoval beged almonas Reuven, who beged almonas Shimon, who beged almonas Levi, shehu oiver al kol beged u'beged. So would someone say that the three of them should be separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs? It's a repetition of doing the lav again and again and again, okay? But it's goof mechlokim. And since it's goof mechlokim, they're separate malchus, okay? No one would say that that beged almonas Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you know, it don't make no sense, okay? Okay. Now, continue. Okay, now. And even Rechaim and Rechev in the Pasuk is also Guf Mechlokim. It's nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvos. And the Chiddush of Rechaim v'Rechev is because the Rechaim only works together with the Rechev, and the Rechev only works together with the Rechaim. So you're really not taking a keli of Orichal Nefesh. It has a separate Shem Kli, but it doesn't work by itself. So the Chiddush of Rechaim v'Rechev is, even though, since they're two Shemus of Kelim, even though they only function as one, it's still Guf Mechlokim. And if you have the Chiddush Guf Mechlokim here, it's a Kavu Chim other place. And listen what the Ram does. The Ram does it. Listen. Uberu lonu, that's the Chachmei HaMeseira, Shu Chayev Aleim Mishum Shnei Kelim, Af Al Pi Shebi Kovet Shneim Teos of Locha. It's only together they do, you can do Melocha. Kegon Vechayim Varechev, Shlo Itase Atchina, you can't grind b'echad mishneim b'ilti o'acher v'chule v'zehu inyan omom v'chayim mishum shnei kelim lo shehen shtei mitzvos v'zeh lo shesifri v'zeh inyan shebi'at l'cho omom ma'al rechayim v'recha miyuchodim shnei kelim u'misham shemloch achas v'chayom al zeh b'fnei atzmo zeh b'fnei atzmo kach kol shnei kelim shemisham shemloch achas chayim al zeh b'fnei atzmo Pirush Hamaimo v'inyonoi af al pish misham shemloch achas chayev al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo. Period. Okay? So you understand yourself, this has nothing to do with anything. Okay? But that's the Rambam's very clear. You see, I set up a case, stop a case of Guf Mechlokim. I just want to show you can have such a case. But the Rambam takes it and says, we don't get the impression when you're learning. It's not he's asking a question. You get the impression he's asking a question. Oh, you know, because he sometimes what he says on a different shoshim, you know, a yakshalai, or, you know, it's against this shirish, against that. You don't get the impression he's asking a question. It's just he's making a point, you know, that, you know, someone cursorily might make such a mistake and there's no point for it, correct? And you understand yourself that Rechaim v'Rechev is not twin yonim yonim yonim. So there's no way that Malkus can mechalik. Malkus is only mechalik in yonim, correct? But if it's not two in yonim, I'm not talking about, correct? Okay. Next. Right? Next. The next problem comes in. There's another case that's not Guf Mechlokim. And here the Rambam asks the kasha. He doesn't talk about it here in Shurish Tess, but he talks about it in the mitzvah. Here it is. It's what you're going to call Akofas HaRosh. Lois HaSem Mem Gimel. Okay? The thing is like this. Each payer, the payer, you chayev a separate malchus for. Okay? So the question is, in Pas HaRosh, are you going to call it Guf Mechlokim, or are you going to call it something else? If it's Guf Mechlokim, so it's not worse than Rechaim v'Rechev and Shalom HaYisrael. We're okay. No problem. Okay. But if it's more than that. The problem gets serious, okay? And here, the Rambam asks the question. Because here, it's got going to be a push at the goof machloket. Okay? I'm just setting up slowly just to get us into it, correct? Here comes the Rambam, and look what his answer is. He says, like, it's the Mem Gimel. And he himself is meramis to the question. Let's see like this. Before we do this one second. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah clearly says in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, Ein Magalche Kapasei Roish Kmo Shoy Oisle B'Chom Shenema L'Sekivu Pasle Ishchem V'Chayim Al Kol Peya U'Peya L'Fikam Magalche Shnei Tzdov Afilo Basachas V'Asor Achas Noikishtayim. It's very clear, correct? So the question is, and we're going to see now, and that's what's going to get interesting, that the two different payas are not kuf muchlokin, but they're kilo two in your near tail. And once you get that, then it becomes amazing, because you have a lav, two in your near tail, and l'chera, it should have been the min hasheni, and the chelek hasheni, and it should have been two mitzvahs, and it's not. This is where it gets interesting, correct? This is what I was trying to tell you last week. That this now it's interesting, though. And you see the arms dealing. The arms were nearly with a ditty good working out church test. In Losses of Mem Gimel, Ilu Omar Loisakifu Pas Roish Mimin, U Pas Roish Mismol, U Motsano Chivu Alehem, Shtayim. If the Torah had said, and there would have been two Malkis, then you could have imagined, I don't know what the Efshe is, it should have been certainly so, okay? But Yichai, right? Two mitzvahs, Minyan mitzvahs. So this is Min HaSheni, Chelek HaSheni, correct? But the problem is that the Pasa Yamin and Pasa Smol are not written with foolish in the Kro. The Afa Pi Shebor Befelish, but the amazing thing is, it's not a Drosha, it's a Pirush HaMakubo. So the world has gone amok. Because you're going to end up, and this is what we're going to work through, this is where everything goes wild. There's a Pirush HaMakubal in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk Hilu says, Lo Sakifu Pas Yamin, or Pas Smol, and there's a separate Malkas in each one, and it's only one in Minyan HaMitzvos, when had it been written in the Torah, Lo Sakifu Pas Yamin, or Pas Smol, and there would have been separate Malkas, it would have been two. And we always knew, we always knew that the Pirush HaMakubal is kilo equivalent to Torah Shebikhtav, and that's the whole Shuri Sheni is about. Okay? Is this a question that one should ponder? So the Rambam, this is not like, you know, like he's just dismissing it like it's out of order. And out of hand in the midst of Rechayim Rechev, here he's rolling up his sleeves and trying to deal with the problem. Okay? The Afa Pi Shiyov, Shebo Beferish, Lav Ze Kul, Chalokim Shoini Meaguv, Ushuchayev Akol Echol Mehem Bifnei Atzmon. This is a Chapiru Shemukubo. And it's Kul Chalokim Shoini Meaguv. But the kul, if it's only kul chalokim sheni me'aguf, means guf mechlokim, there's no question, right? See, it means that pas yamin and pas smol is a separate inyan in your Torah. So it's a separate inyan, and therefore had it been written Mufurish in Torah Shebiksav, it would have been two mitzvahs, correct? There's two malchus. And it's a lav shebekol, it's a minasheni. But since it's only a pirush shebekubo, no. And he himself says, he looked at the thing, "Betam she'en onu moinim es elu shtei mitzvahs, af al pi shu loikeshtayim." He's very apologetic. You know, you have to explain what's going on. There's a question you have to ask. This is not a goof mukhlakin, right? And then I'm saying, "Mipnei she'en b'hem shtei l'shoinos tachas lav echon." There are no true lishenis of inyan shenim in the Torah. Lishenis. Ki ilu Omar had Omar kosuv, Omar kodesh bochu, lo sakivu pass in the posik, pass loish mimin, ufas loish mismo, bo yinimotzin, shechayim le shte shtaim, ozo yefshelim noisim shte mitzis. Avu hoyu buhu loshen echod. In the Torah it says, "Pas loishchem v'inyan echod." In the Torah, it's only one inyan in Torah Shebiksav, harihu mitzvachas. And that's the answer. Okay. So. So it means Malchus Shenis only Machalkis if they stay the Shenis. But if it's only a Pirush Mekubal of Shnei Inyonim, then Malchus not Machalkis. Okay. So if now you have the Kasha, okay? The Rambam gave his answer. He's a happy man, the Rambam. So if you want, I can let you think it over to next week, or we can continue. Whatever you like. I'm not pulling anything. I mean, the words are there, correct? We okay? Should you want me to try to explain this? Okay, I got it. Okay, we say that. But it's difficult, isn't it?
One makes it two in Yonim. That it's, you mean the small? That
I don't know the fact. I assume there's a pas yamin, a pas small, and that the Torah talks about a pas yamin, a pas small. I assume it's two in Yonim. Because the Rambam would not talk about Rechayim v'Rechev. It's two separate. He doesn't have that option. And he also have it over here. If it hadn't been two inyanim. See, the word inyan is a very strange thing. That's the truth. You know, it's like, you know, it's a kimin choyma. It's like, you know, a clay in the hands of the artist, okay? But whatever it is, the Rambam is not saying this goof mechlokim, correct? Because if we goof mechlokim, we'll never kasha. Okay?
And you want to refer back to source G.
Yeah, Ilachas he's referring back to. Even though it's the same foolish, but this one he's referring back to, correct? There's a Pirush Mekubal, that's what he says, correct? There's a Pirush Mekubal. Correct? The Ribui Malkis, a Pirush Mekubal, Inyonim Shainim, one mitzvah, million of mitzvahs. And this is Minasheni, right? L'chayim. Minasheni Vavshah B'Kolas. So here we go. I have two approaches, and I'm not sure which one's right. I'm sure that one is off the wall, but I'm not sure which one it is. Okay? Okay? Ready? First approach. There are basically two types of Pirushim HaKubalim. There's one Pirush Mekubal that it's as if it's written like that in the Torah, which the Rambam would call Megufei Torah, and we'll see why that word is used. And sometimes, as you remember, that the Pirush Mekubal is just a Pirush. It's not Oike Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's just a Pirush. Okay. When you're talking about Minyan HaMitzvahs, in a minion of Torah Shebiksav, the only type of Pirush Mekubal that you could imagine that should work is Gufei Torah. Okay? That's go through one approach. Okay? And then, all the Pirush Mekubal that we're talking about over here and Sherish tests are just Pirushim. Okay. But it's not Kilu Kosta Batera. So in order to have in Yonim Shainim, Lishainis, the Ram stressed Lishainis, the Ram Lishainis can't get started. That's one possibility. And then we have to work on the option that two sides of Pirushim will kubal. Okay? And we'll explain. I just want to tell you to map it out, and then we'll go. That's one option, okay? Another option is no. There's no two Pirush Mekubal. Pirush Mekubal is never written in the Pasuk. It's only a Pirush, okay? But the Chefza of a Pirush Mekubal is a Pirush on a Mikra. What happens is, when you normally have this scenario where the Torah says that Yish Kemach Koli V'Kalma Lo Yisrucha Etzem Hayom Azek, right? So you have three in Yonam Torah Shebiksav, and the Pirush Mekubal says you should come into the Pasuk as if it says Lo this, Lo that, Lo that. Okay? And we'll see there's a Chiddush over here. That even though the Inyonim have to be Mufurish in the Torah, but you can Mufurish, if you Mufurish the law as if it's written on each one Miuchot, that's enough to make separate law. So a Pirush Mekubal will be enough to Machalik it, okay? But the question is, even according to first, no matter how you go. The question is like this. Can you have a Pirush Mekubal and another Pirush Mekubal? In other words, the Pirush Mekubal says that it's Ki'ilu, you read it Ki'ilu like this, even though it's not written there. And then the other Pirush Mekubal come to Mechalik, as he said, Malkias to Mechalik, right? So I want to claim that's impossible. Because the Chefs of Pirush Mekubal, and we'll see, I'll see and I'll show you in the Pirush Mishnah is, that it's a Pirush on a Mikra. If it's not a Pirush on a Mikra, it's a Pirush on a Kabbalah, it loses the status of Pirush Mekubal and comes like a push of the Kabbalah, and it's almost like a Loch from Sinai. And that's Midivri Seifim, right? The Rambam says it's a Tshuva, that Halacha from Sinai is Midivri Seifim as far as Sherish Beis is concerned. So that can't help you, Minyan HaMitzvahs. So there's either one of two options that I see at the moment. Either you're going to set up two different types of Pirush Mekubal, which is amazing, but might gain something, because the Rambam always says there's basically only three or four Pirush Mekubal. I mean, that's what he's saying. There are only three or four times that the Pirush Mekubal actually says that that's clearly what the Pasuk says. That's the Rambam. We'll see. The Rambam stresses that Lindu Akasu, that it's clearly the Pasuk is telling you, oh, that's what it is. And there's another type that's only a Pirush, okay? Or you say they're all the same, but you can't have a Pirush on another Pirush. See, whichever you like, I don't see another way, but it's not, but I'm not sure, I think one of them is crazy, okay? I'm not sure which one it is. Okay, now I'm going to explain a little bit more, and we'll go on, correct? So you understand, according to both Pshatim, before I explain them a little bit more, you understand that the Rambam can make a distinction between what's written mefurish in the Torah and what's not. Okay? And that's what he's trying to do. Now,
here we go. Okay.
Now you can set it up like this. Okay, I'm going now back to the first approach, okay? So, Chayra, you have Sherish Bays on one side telling you the Pirush Mekubal is mamish like Torah Shebiksav, and you can set up in Dinah Mitzvahs, and you open up Lois Set Mem Gimel, and it says, no! You can't! So that's a question that, you know, that, you know, that you drive you crazy. That's the question. So the answer is that the Pasuk says, Lo sakivu pasul ishcha, and the Pirush is, you should interpret it like that. But it's not oike pshuto shel mikra, and the pshuto shel mikra is still kayin. So you remember I spoke about in ayin tachas ayin, that it's kiilu, but the pshuto shel mikra is still kayim. Or remember we spoke about basa b'cholov, that the pshuto shel mikra is still kayim, even though the pirush says that there's another lav of achilas basa b'cholov. But since the pasuk says the loshen is bishul, so mameila there's yechayim for achila for achila shloike derech hanok, correct? So it's not oike the pshuto shel mikra. So now you can say maybe the kavanah of the Rambam in the Gimel Dalet Pirush Mekubalim maybe means this type of Pirush Mekubal. There's only three or four that Torah has gone out of his way that this becomes pshuto shel mikra. And the rest of Pirush Mekubal is only a Pirush. And whatever you need it for, that's enough. And I want to show you this. Look at the Miyan HaKotzer. You'll see this in Oriel, in Achilles Truma, and Bito Manusasa. You look in Lois Sekuf Lamed Hei. I'll get me another one. Here's another one. If you want, there's one up there. You can get up to see on the couch. Just on the top. You see that one that doesn't have a binding on it. All of the copies are standard thing. Just don't fall. Or you can just get it by your hands, whichever way you do it. Okay? In Kuf Lamed Hei, it's like this. Shelo Yochal Orel Truma. Vuadin l'shar kochim, v'dov ze limdei hakosuv min hapesach b'gzeir shavu, v'eino b'feirish min atoyer, u'mipi hashmua lomdu she'isa olo b'kochim migufei teira, v'eino midibri seif. What's amar migufei teira? You find the same thing in Shin Lamed Vav, Elois Haseh, in Bito Manus Hasasai. Shalogavus Ervus Habas, Volom Eloi Nisparish Batera, even Esh Os Habas, Bas Habas, Shosak Men Habas, and we Pia Shmua Lomdu, She Isa Habas, Migufei Teira. Kishar Arayis. So the suggestion is the Ram thought that Gufei Teira is a Pirush Mekubal. That's the Pasuk. It's not some And that's what Chazal medaktik b'lishenu b'gufei teira. And you find this also not only by Olo and Bita by Sosa, but also by Pigal and Nisa.
Gufei teira is a lashon of Chazal?
Yeah, Gemal Chagiga. Yir Aleph from an Aleph. Okay. Arayes. Michtav ksivin. Hanachloi, not the eyes. Elohim hain vehain gufei teira. Or the eyes, nabita manasasa. Okay. Hain ain gufei teira. Now, in Minyan Mitzvahs, Kuflam Beis, Pigo. He shis hilnu me'achol pigo. Va pigo hu a kolben. Shev sidosei a machshov b'shas shchitosei o b'shas agov b'choshev o ish shis asi b'agov. This is how you do it. You have a machshev is pigo. Chutz bar, okay. B'chule bul mo'ine shlamadu oisei. Pashas Arin Moch Yochel B'chulei Uboa Kabbalah B'Feirish Zeh Aposik Tzach Pirish B'Kobo Shu Omom Yedaber B'Kobo Shiv Stidu Oisai HaMachshobo B'Eis HaKobos V'Hu Shikro Pigo B'chulei Choyim Oz L'Shmoya B'chulei U'mi Shiyochel M'meno Ach Aziz HaMachshobo Chayiv Kolos L'Omu B'Boi והנפש הוא אוכלס ממנו עבור נטיסו ואומר בנויסה ואוכל עבור נטיסו כי יש קרידה ששם חילו וניחסו ומור קריסס אומר אל תהי גזי רשו וקלו בעיניך שהי פיגו אחד מגופי תירה ולומדו ולולימדו הכוסו אלו בגזי רשו ו The Aleph Avoin Avoin Minoisa, with me goofy tail, goofy tail. Xim Hocha va nepesh ocheles, me men avonetisa. Xim Hosse Vocha avonetisa, malhaan chorus, afkan chorus. Lacheret means, this is what he means in the Minyan Akotze, Rishalolocha pigo, shema makmakavoisa lo yechoshev lo yipigo yiye, vuhu bekeres. That who bekeres is the gufei teira. However, okay. There's more. I'm not talking about noisa. I'm not gonna get involved noisa with the gemara krisus and whatever. What he mentions. And how it works. Lavim, okay, there's more to this, but I think there's enough for us now. Okay, now, next. However, the Rambam's Mechadish, then, if that's the case, the Rambam's Mechadish and Shurish Chi, okay, okay. That you see, the first thing is okay. If you said, second thing is, you know, if you tell me that the low you should interpret kilo low is low this, low that, the questions have to be written. Okay, we don't know the low has to be written, the inyonim have to be in the Torah, but the low, as long as you can interpret as it says the low separately, a pirish is enough for that. Okay. See, the problem in this approach, okay, let me just tell you what the problem is. The problem in this approach, see, you say the same thing by, it's the same thing by Peah also, that the Matikya Shmua said, the Lam Diklase, it's as if, on Peah, Tazir Vaisava goes on this one. That's all okay. Okay. The question is, if you tell me the Minyan HaMitzvahs require Tirish of Iksav Mamish and only Gufei Teira, okay? Correct? You're going to have to come to grips, which I'm not sure exactly how to do. How do you play out Kefal Alav? Because the Ram says that Kefal Alav is basically Chizuk. Okay? However, it could be also Lahashlim Din, right? He also made no Inyan, correct? But there can be a case where the Matiki Ashmur say Yechayev two Malkus, correct? And, okay, there are words here, and the Pirush Makubal is interpreting the words differently. Correct? Because the Pirush Makubal, see, what, the Pirush Makubal just telling you get two Malkus? That's not a Pirush in the Pasuk, it's not even a Pirush Makubal. What is it, okay? I have to know exactly what's going on. So the Chayil were interpreting that the Pasuk, Kilu, so what do you do? So the problem with this is we might understand the end of the Shirish, but if you have two separate Lavin in Minyan HaMitzvahs, not Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Teira, which a priori kefal, but the Matiki HaShmur said, no, you get Malkus this and Malkus of that. The only difference in the Pesukim is only because the Matiki HaShmur had a Pirush in it. See, if you say that Minyan HaMitzvahs require Torah Shemiksav and a Pirush is not enough, everything falls apart. Okay? This would have been nice. That's a problem. And then you have to ask yourself, the Rambam in Shurish Beis uses another Lashon. Besides Gufei Teira, uses the word Deraisa. So we're not limited to Gufei Teira also. So the question is, something magic about Gufei Teira? And if there is, you don't know where you're standing. Correct? So that was one approach. And that, the end of it, is definitely a problem. Okay? You have to deal with it. Or you just have to discard the approach. And you see, in Basar B'Cholov, you're going to have to say that it's not like the Pshuta Shomiko, because the Pshuta Shomiko Bishul still is Kayim, right? Correct? Because that's what we said, Shalok Ederech Hano, I mean Shalok Ederech Achila, Achila Shalok Ederech Hanose, correct? Yechayim. But how do you count it twice? If Minyan HaMitzvahs depend pure in an adult on Pshuta Shomiko, you don't have it then. Okay? So these are the three problems. Right? You have the problem of how you interpret Kefal Alav, and in particular how you interpret it by Bishul, which is very clear that the Pshuta Shomiko is Kayin, and it still is counted twice. And me, that's the kasha, you know, not, I wouldn't die from that. That in Shurish Beis, he has another word which we have to understand, the word deraisa. Okay? The other approach is very interesting, okay? And see, it's a little odd also. You see, you have to ask yourself, how does this work that separate malchus of machayev. Okay? See, because I could have imagined a Pirush Mekubal telling you, you're mefurish the pasuk, that it's pas yamin and pas small. Okay? And there is a Kabbalah here that you get separate malchus. Correct? That Matika Shmu said you get separate malchus. So there is a Kabbalah. So you have everything. And you mean it's small, l'chayah are two separate in yonim. So what are you missing? What are you missing? You have it. Right? Right? You have everything. So I'll tell you like this. The pshat is that it's not the malchus that's mechalek. The malchus is a gilui for the matikya shmur that you interpret the low and the low and the low on each one independently. And if you have to interpret the low on each one independently, what are you going to have over here? A pirush mekubal and another pirush mekubal. Correct? Because you have to start off that it's the Pirush Mekubal says, and that is impossible. I want to explain to you why that's impossible. Okay? The truth is, the first approach, you know, is very catchy. Mikufi Taylor, the word, you know, it sounds, you know, it sounds good, but I'm telling you, I'm just trying to be honest with you, okay? Now I want to show you about this approach. You see, what is the difference between a Pirush Mekubal and a Lachol Rosh Misina?
It's in the pasuk.
So the Ram says, as a long discussion, in the Akdomot Pirush Mishnah. And one sentence he says, V'lachochru, he says like this, he says, Hare, he says, V'aleim v'al piyetze ben, Omar, That's a very translation. Means something that you have in the pasuk a basis on, reshining on. It's a bad translation. I spoke with Rav Korach. He told me it's a very bad translation, at least over here the way it is. For a Muslim, well, it's not a mess, it's something. It's the whole law is sheesh Talmud, Nisim, and Nisim, when I call him Alderche Iun, or maybe in Raya, Kacha, Bakacha. So he says, he continues, Avorak, Choku, Alohi, law, sheesh Bemikra, the Pirush Hamakubalazir. Because since the Pirush Hamikra, you have to have a law. You have to be able to take it out and put it in. You have to take it out and put it in. You know, it comes from the mikra. So that's all I'm trying to tell you. If that's correct, and what you end up having is that the min hasheni, the fact that it's the min hasheni, that in yomim mechuborim achas al hashnia, okay, it's not mefurish, right? It's only a pirush mekubal, correct? So the fact you have the machalik is not the ribui malkias, because the ribui malkias is the gilui on a pirush mekubal that you read it low, 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 low. And here you can't have such a pirush mekubal, because there's no lishenis in the Torah. That's what he says. Even there must be lishenis in the Torah. So you can say, the shtei lishenis in the Torah. So then you can say that the Pirush Mekubal comes from Machalik. But here, there's no lishenis in the Torah. It's only Rosh and Echol. Listen, so what's the Pirush Mekubal going to do? So I, at the moment, would side with the first. I mean, the second, see the second. The first, I must say, is much more catchy, but that doesn't make an emes. Okay? So that, I think, I hope that somewhat you think that I've dealt with the problem. And can we go on? Now, next. To go back and go back in order, okay? I'll try to get as much done as I can now in the next 10 minutes, and we'll call it, okay? V'chein amru, I'm just going back, and I'm just going to go kaseid, and I'll go very fast and say a lot, and we'll see what we get in, okay? V'chein amru b'rivi yitzuli b'chamishi mimenochis, okay? Different parak, unless you have the problem. Mimenochis, hamayla miso midvash, agave mizbeach, Oma baye, loike mishum sol, umishum dvash, loike mishum eruv sol, loike mishum eruv dvash. Okay. And what's the lav? Ki chol sol v'chol dvash lo sotilu menish Hashem, right? So before we get started, we'll push the kasha. I'm an idiot. Okay? Didn't we have Shirish Hamishi that says that if you have one lav and a little lav, which is time at Teira, right? You don't count the second lav? So the Teira, doesn't the Teira say, Lo Seoch Se Chometz, Ki Chol Seoch B'chol Dvash, Lo Satir Meri Shal Hashem. Correct? So how can there be Shalav in the Teira?
Just moments.
Right? The answer, I believe, is very simple. This is the said again and again. Since the Matiki Ashmur said this Malkus on it, it overrides Sherish Hamishi. And even though it's a Tam, it's this Tam you interpret as an Aschola. V'loike, 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 v'loike. And the issue is, what's a lav? The question is, how many lav is it? So then you can evaluate it, okay? But how many malchus? But as I told you, I don't know if I told you, for example, in paka, if you find something which a priori is a paka, but you find that it's an aschol of a paka, and there's malchus, I would take it to minyan mitzvahs, okay? And that's how I would tell you, I don't know if I didn't mention it then, the Rambam has a lois haseh in Mishneh Torah, maniach tefillin, balayla, is over b'lois haseh, shenemer, hishomer, v'shomata, sachukazis miyomim mimo, he doesn't count the minyan mitzvahs. So he doesn't over b'lois haseh, count the minyan mitzvahs. So I would tell you, l'chayr, he should m'chayv malchus. Because a pak, he should m'chayv malchus, if it would be. But he's not. So, it's only a paka. It's part of Mitzvah Tefillin. Beseder? And here also, in Sherish Hay. And we had the whole Sherish test is around this part of Malkus. Okay? Next. That's point number one. Point number two. So the Ram says here, look at this. Shelo yikavu levadoi. Ushlo Yikov called over what's Eruv? Called over Shis Arimenu Ezeshir Shiyiye. The Rambam is telling you, you say it in one word, that the Shir in Tarovis is not Kazayas Beachilis Pras and not Shishim, it's a Kosher. Ezeshir Shiyiye. Okay? And this, I heard from and then l'chayra, the psul in Tarovish should also be a kol shu, as he pointed out in Sherish Shmini, that the k'sor dvash, the various alav is the psul, correct? The heard from Gersh and Zaksach in the name of Biskarov, there is medaktik the shir Tarovish, the psul in Rambam. Is a kosher, but he doesn't quote the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. To think called quote because maybe old that the lav doesn't pass. So he quotes the Rambam in Perichov Tesis of the Shabbos al Chiyudalad. Ain't mekachin al yain a royal nasach rab mizbeach lefichin nisarik boi dvash isor afilu betipas ketipas chalbe v'chovis gedolah ein mekatshin alei. There's no sheer bittul. Doesn't depend upon samach. Doesn't depend upon anything. Not like the minchas chinuch in kuf yud zayin that says v'hini lo bia lo rogamba my taloyvis the loykin kan. E taloyvis afilu min b'mino the cholato kula bottle the kan who gzeres the chos the edo bottle klal o b'taloyvis k'moi k'zayis. Correct? Next. That's very do it, correct? I didn't say anything. But it's even better because the Chov is Gdela. The Ram, you know, here could be in the Atlantic and the whole whatever. There's no Shia. What do you mean they said omroi? What's omroi? Kol so v'chol devash mitzvah achas. What's omroi? Hanging the word. They never said anything. The Ram learns that by the fact that you should have had Malkus, or the fact, I think even whatever it is, I don't know the fact that they didn't say, is saying. The fact that there's only one Malkus is omrei that it's one mitzvah. What's the pshat? The Ram is making a statement, the Chachmim is saying, Omrei, correct? That's okay? The Zogin say, that's they say, okay. Next, Cain. Nimne gam lo yovu amoni mo'ovi mitzvah achas. See, here's a little odd, okay? Because what's the case of Amon and Moavi? The lady is getting married, you know, because it's only Bias Ishus. She only married to one guy at the same time. So I'm not, you know, even if she could have been married, but she can't have two Bias. I mean, I'll be a tie there, I don't know, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, we don't know. Malkus is not the, doesn't tell you anything over here, correct? Gam lo yovu amoni moavi mitzvacha zechiromo an kol amon of yosem lo yisa'anun. Okay. V'chein lo yisata mishpah ge yosem. Here each one. V'chein omroi. Okay. She'ek zivu yinosa. Lo yigra. Nimna kol abma. Okay. The fish call echo me alab me el come out to me no what me busho come out to wash in head me name okay but bunny show in the sat the mishpot in shekhs of your nosa and even in loyov amoni moavi Marcus can't be kave bchal correct because there's another case that is vachain. Then he has all these things. Come on, he puts them all in one group. Then he has another group of two. V'chinom lo yisavi esan zayna. V'chinom yayim v'sheikh al teish. V'vorachim lahavdu lahoyrish. That there's a lav for bia b'mikta shavida and hoyra in shikros. Okay? And all of them, the only chilek o echod, michal ke yamin ha-sheini yamini lav shavakolos. Okay? Why do you split it up? Correct? So I could have told you the last two, if you're ready to say that the Rambam has in Hora'ah, because the Ramban seems to assume that he doesn't, he's Chayzer, then Hora'ah b'shikos, you would get Malkus. The second group, there should have been Malkus, and there's not. So the lack of Malkus certainly tells you something, correct? In Hakrova from Esnan Zainan, correct? In Mechir Kelev, right? And the others before, there's no kfiyas of Malkus. Malkus l'may v'l'merit, because the Rav Shein Boi Maisa. Or in Amor Moyev, you can't even talk about it. It doesn't make any sense. So the answer is, Rabbi Isai, that the Matiki Ashmua, Dr. Bali Amisero, they have to give a meaning of Tayag, if there will be a Chiluk over here, that they have to tell you the Chiluk, even Shloki Derech Malkus. They have to tell you that it's two mitzvahs and two asolas, and they don't tell you?
It's like they told you.
Omrei! That's the Yisrael again and again and again, to the Tafkid of the Mesela, the Gemara in Erevin and Nundalid, or that the ganze Mesela is to give over Tayyad Mitzvahs, and they have to tell you. And if they don't tell you, that itself is telling you. Rabbi Yisrael, have a good evening. Okay, I'm telling you, my daughter's making a bris tomorrow. I'm not inviting you because I don't want to matriach anyone. It's in the Vei Yaakov, so don't bother yourself. I gotta go.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Okay, Beseda?
Beseda gamor. Okay, shkoyach. You right?